Echo TC uses directed for 14 days, not for immediate release.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump tweets shots at his challengers from the right. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Now that Mark Sanford is joining the Republican 2020 race, calling him one of the three stooges who are badly failed candidates. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave Sanford, a former two-time congressman and former South Carolina governor, joins former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld and former Illinois Representative Joe Walsh in challenging the president for the Republican nomination. Sanford told Fox News Sunday the nation's problems cannot be solved by tweet.
At the end of the day, a tweet is interesting, maybe newsworthy, but it's not leadership.
President Trump tweeting about Sanford today, saying it seemed his political career was over when he had an extramarital affair while governor, and pointing out he lost his congressional seat after the president endorsed his opponent. Dave.
Now, Rachel, it's not getting any easier for the Trump challengers. Republicans have scrapped 2020 primaries and caucuses in Sanford's own state of South Carolina and Kansas and Nevada, maybe Arizona, too. Tonight, the president will hold a campaign rally in North Carolina, also stumping for a Republican in a special congressional election tomorrow. Now, Congress is back today, with Democrats pushing for stricter gun laws like expanded background checks.
But anything the GOP-led Senate takes up must have support of President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that could include so-called red flag laws to remove guns from individuals who are considered a threat to themselves or others.
As Fox's Jared Halpern, as of the 44 people now confirmed dead in the Bahamas, a number expected to keep rising in Hurricane Dorian's devastation as the rescues continue.
This boat is here to take you to Nassau, okay?
But not everyone is leaving the islands that were torn apart.
I have to stay. Somebody has to stay to help clean this up.
A cargo ship remains on its side right off the Georgia coast with four crew members still missing the day after he capsized and caught fire. 20 people on board were rescued, but the search was put on hold by the flames, smoke, and ship instability. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Britain's new prime minister is doing what he said he would, suspending Parliament, which is making lawmakers angry in the bitter Brexit divorce from the European Union.
Boris Johnson's spokesperson confirming Parliament will be suspended today for just under 5 weeks. Johnson argues it's a routine procedure, but critics say it's a bid to limit lawmakers' ability to challenge the Prime Minister's plans for Brexit.
We must get Brexit done.
Visiting Dublin today, Johnson saying Britain's EU divorce must be delivered on time next month, even if a withdrawal agreement isn't in place. But lawmakers are trying to block a so-called no-deal Brexit. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
British Airways is having a bad day. Its pilots went on strike for 48 hours, which means nearly all flights have to be canceled today and tomorrow, about 1,700 of them. Google is under the microscope even more. A group of states expected to announce today an investigation into whether the tech company is too big. This includes, also adds rather, to the investigations by Congress, the Justice Department, and the Federal Trade Commission. Opera star Placido Domingo is under even more scrutiny.
The union representing opera performers and staff launching its own investigation into sexual harassment allegations against a superstar, Placido Domingo, saying it's not sure that opera companies will do a good enough job themselves. The American Guild of Musical Artists saying its investigation is prompted by two Associated Press stories in which multiple women accuse the 78-year-old opera legend of sexual harassment or other inappropriate conduct. The Los Angeles Opera, where Domingo has served Davis, general director since 2003, has hired its own outside counsel to conduct an investigation. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks may rise to start the week. Dow futures up about 50 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. ESPN 93.5, local news update brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois is launching the Illinois Global Institute. It'll pool 10 different programs into one academic umbrella in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. The News Gazette says that'll include the Center for African Studies, the Center for Latin American and Caribbean Studies, the Center for East Asian and Pacific Studies, the Russian, East European, and Eurasian Center, and others. University officials say putting the programs together will give them better visibility, provide more organizational support, and could lead to new fundraising opportunities. If you haven't donated blood in a while and you're type O, your help is needed. Community Blood Services of Illinois is asking all type O donors to schedule an appointment as soon as possible. The agency says there was a jump in hospital blood use after Labor Day weekend when the rate of donations fell by about 20%. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, they turn your feelings into flowers. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Diane Ducey, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie. Partly cloudy with a high 85 expected today, down to 68 this evening. Chance of rain at 10%. That bumps up to a 20% shot at showers. Otherwise, partly cloudy tomorrow. Warm, high 91, low 70. 89 the high on Wednesday with a 20% chance of rain, down to around 70 in the evening. We're currently at 62 at ESPN 93.5.
Welcoming Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington, where he still teaches after 50-plus years. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
We have Congress back. Boy, I didn't miss them. Did anybody else?
I didn't miss them at all. Let them stay home.
Was it?
In fact, there was a... There was a woman in England over the Brexit deal, and she's speaking to a group of Labour and Conservative members of Parliament. And she says, all of you have been disgraceful, and what a courageous woman. And she's right, you know, that they vote in England, in the UK, to get out of the European Union. And then all of a sudden, a lot of them say, wait a minute, we're not so sure if we want to leave or not. And that is just reprehensible.
Yeah.
And she told him that.
What's happening with our Congress? Are we moving toward impeachment hearings, proceedings? What are you hearing?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. The House Judicial Committee under Jerry Nadler, he says they've been doing this for 2.5 years, and they may be moving. They want him impeached. And the media will love it. You know, they're not worried about prescription drugs or about a lot of other things, but they are going to talk about impeachment. It's just one of those things. So, we're going to hear a lot about that. The House Judiciary Committee, first and foremost, and they will push Nancy Pelosi into impeachment, whether she likes it or not.
But for what?
You're right. It doesn't matter. They want to get him, and they're going to try to get him. Yesterday, Kamala Harris spoke at a group somewhere about her campaign, and some people were using the phrase mental retardation against President Trump, and she picked up on that, you know, or she didn't repudiate it. The hatred for this man is just palpable among all the Democrats. And they're going to get him no matter what. But you're right. They'll make up something. If you can't find something, they'll make it up.
Okay, I will be watching somewhat, maybe. Well, Thursday night football would definitely probably bump the CNN debate for me. Well, whoever's playing. Anyway, it's round three, 10 people, but apparently in round four, Tom Steyer, the billionaire, who I thought was funding a lot of these campaigns, he's running for president.
And he dropped out.
Tom Steyer's in. It was Howard Schultz is the guy that just dropped out. But
Tom Steyer's,
and he made the fourth debate coming up in whenever the next.
Oh no!
Yeah,
and Mark Sanford is in.
Yeah, this is a guy that went to see his mistress in Argentina. Is that the guy?
That's the guy.
Okay.
And he was missing for about a week as the governor of South Carolina. Where is he? Well, he's with his girlfriend in Argentina.
Wow.
You know, but he's back. You know, just crazy.
Meanwhile, his wife and all his kids are in South Carolina, and he went to, yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, I don't know, anything just doesn't surprise me anymore. Nothing in politics surprises me anymore.
Absolutely not. They're all disgraceful. Most of them are disgraceful. There's a few that are not. But when AOC and Ms. Tlaib and Ilhan Omar get most of the media's attention, you know we're in trouble.
Yeah, so my idea 5 years ago is probably right down the middle. I said somebody should buy and consolidate kind of separate entities, but put real journalists with a middle-of-the-road feel that are willing to go get Republicans and Democrats alike, because that does have an effect when you have 90% of the media totally slanted in one way.
Absolutely.
All we need is $25 billion is what I guessed, Alan. That's all we need to take that dream.
Yeah, there are some real problems out there. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
Both in the U.K. and also in the United States, there is very few really courageous people out there now. And by the way, I love football, but I'm trying to think in my mind, what is courage? It's not being on a football field and trying to catch a ball for $500,000, for maybe, $10 million. They just signed a Dallas Cowboy, Ezekiel Elliott, to a $90 million contract, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just outrageous,
It is, but I posed the question Friday that if you were somebody who could make even $5 million a year, but you knew most likely by age 40 you'd have serious health problems, would you do it?
But, you know, there are construction workers that are working on buildings, building homes, and it's dangerous every day when they go out and do it. Of course, they may get workman's compensation if they hurt themselves, but they can hurt themselves, too, every single day. And, by the way, playing football is a game, but $190 or $100 million for running around the field and having people try to catch you, you know. That's just outrageous.
Listen, though, Alan, if I could get it, I'd take it, but I can't. So.
Oh, yeah, but it's just outrageous. And by the way, a lot of people say, well, it's the free enterprise system. If you don't like it, don't buy a ticket and go. But like here in Arlington, Texas, the city built the stadium.
Yeah.
The city owns the stadium.
Well, and then you could debate for a long time of the value of saying Dallas Cowboys a million times. It has value, I suppose, to Dallas.
It's here in Arlington, Texas. And that franchise is worth $5 billion.
Nuts.
And the players who do it, they are tough guys. If they want to prove their masculinity, let them go to Afghanistan and fight.
Alan Sachs.
That's pretty tough for me to say.
Hey, man, a lot of people wonder about this, and it's a free market, and you can go do it. I guess the people can always try out for football, but it is stunning the level of which it's risen. Alan Sachs, you're the man. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry for ranting so much about everything.
Okay. We appreciate
it. Every morning I think, what am I on to next? Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Professor Alan Sachs, Alan, Dallas, Texas, University of Texas at Arlington, political science professor. No, I mean, how many professors resent the money being paid coaches?
True.
I mean, not that professors, you know, anymore. It's a six-figure deal, I think, if you're a full professor at least.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite a bit of money. But yet the coaches get millions, football, basketball, and you're saying, well, what's the value here? Well, it's what the market bears. If you're going to be in the Big Ten Network and get $30 million a year from Big Ten Network or whatever that number is, it's a big business. That's all there is to it. And you're always welcome to get into coaching, and you're always welcome to try all that.
That's right.
All right, going to check your sports headlines coming up. The Cardinals have widened the lead. The Fighting Illini football undefeated. That's all next.
Mile markers remind us of where we've been, show us where we need to go, and inspire the next generation to keep pushing boundaries.
And speaking of mile markers, guess who will be the first non-player, non-coach to be inducted as an honorary member into the College Football Hall of Fame? The Goodyear Blimp.
Some of the most iconic footage has been captured from the Goodyear Blimp. It's watched dynasties rise and fall and become a symbol of the college game.
So when driving past mile markers of your own, remember Goodyear takes you further. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
El Toro grabs your taste buds and takes them on a wild ride, like a bull rider holds on for 8 seconds. The El Toro fajitas are the sizzling star of the show. They take grilled meats, guacamole, Mexican fried rice, and give you the flour tortillas to make each individual bite your way. We can't forget about the chips and tangy salsa that come right when you sit at your table. Amazing service, authentic Mexican food, and an experience you soon won't forget. So stop by El Toro at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign, or order on Grubhub, and the authentic flavor will be delivered to your door.
All right, sports headlines. Illinois wins in Connecticut, stores Connecticut. The stadium actually in Hartford, but the university campus is in Storrs, which has a population a little more than Charleston, Illinois.
Okay.
Smaller town, 10, 15,000. But Illinois comes away with their first non-conference road victory since George W. Bush was in the White House.
2007, then?
Yep.
Wow.
That's been a while. 2-0!
As we head to and take on Eastern Michigan, that game at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And we've got the grilling and chilling happening in the parking lot after
tonight.
4.
Yeah.
With the U of I Meat Sales Room spotlighting brats.
Brats tonight.
So on your way home from work, pass on by here at the Pines near Philo and Windsor Road over by Meyer and enjoy that.
Hmm.
4.5 games up, those St. Louis Cardinals. A 2-0 victory over Pittsburgh yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. We're in Denver, Colorado today where the Cardinals enjoy a day off after taking 2 out of 3 over Pittsburgh. 2-0 the final yesterday. Bader drove in a run in the 5th inning. The pitch swung on and lined into left center, a base hit. Carpenter had a big lead, and he's going to score. The throw goes into second from Reynolds. 1-0 Cardinals on a hit by Bader. The Cardinals added on with a 6th-inning run on an RBI double by Paul Goldschmidt. Second baseman Frazier's on the first base side of second, just barely. There goes the runner. The pitch is swung on. Line drive right center field. It gets down, goes to the gap, and Wong is going to score. It's a double for Goldschmidt. 2-0 Cardinals. But the story of the day, Jack Flaherty.
Everybody has been playing really, really well, and just, you know, defensively they've been really, really good. Gotti's unbelievable back there, so it's it's great. Everybody, you know, they did a really good job today.
This feels like the same report we've given every 5th day since the All-Star break. Jack Flaherty was great. He was great again. 10 strikeouts, 8 solid innings. Jack just did not make many bad pitches. A couple of times the Pirates had guys in scoring position, and he just got better. Jack had a terrific slider and curveball.
And Jack made that 2-0 lead stand up. Carlos Martinez earned the save for Martinez, his 19th of the year. Now the Cardinals are in Denver, where they will open a series tomorrow night. Michael Wacha goes against the Rockies, and we'll be on the air at 6:45 Central.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
Milwaukee beat the Cubs 8-5. Now they're gearing up for a series tonight. 9-10 start from San Diego. We'll have Kyle Hendricks on the mound, but kind of beat up. Maybe we should get to the injuries after the Fox Business
Minute. Yeah, we'll do a little bit more here on those injuries and a little more on the Fighting Illini just a moment. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years. WattsCopy.com.
Partly cloudy, up to 85, 68 our low tonight. Just a slight chance for showers today. 20% chance of rain on Tuesday and Wednesday with partly cloudy conditions. Up upwards towards 90 in the day and 70 at night. Right now we're at 63. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. And being the first Monday Night Football doubleheader,
yeah,
it's Houston in New Orleans against the Saints, and then it's Oakland and Denver.
That's
the
right.
Nightcap.
Mm-hmm.
7:20 now in Champaign.
From the Fox Business Network, Target is launching a nationwide loyalty program. USA Today says Target Circle will be free and will roll out in October. It'll offer personalized deals and will support local nonprofits. Shoppers will earn 1% on every purchase. Dollar General is expanding into Washington State and Wyoming. When completed, it expects to be in 46 states next year. Dollar General says it has nearly 16,000 retail locations. Boeing shares are slipping after news of a new problem for the company. It has suspended some tests of its new 777X widebody plane. The Seattle Times says the cargo door of a prototype plane blew out during testing. The test plane is not designed to fly, and the incident happened while it was on the ground. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Duncan Road. Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Yep, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World standing by. You need a dishwasher, you need a refrigerator, a freezer, a microwave stove, a little warmer thingy that goes under the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Fancy schmancy.
Uh-huh.
I think they got everything appliance. That's what they do. That's what they've done since Jimmy Carter. I reference dates and times a lot with presidents.
Uh-huh.
That would be 1977.
Right.
Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
So, for over 40 years of appliance experience, and their people know their product, which is refreshing and very helpful. If you stop by and you buy something from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World in Champaign, you shall receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you'll want to visit when remodeling or when it's just time. And it's fun to look. Appliance-world.com, the Reekin family, good people,
mm-hmm,
located on Neal in Champaign. Before you get to the I-74 interchange, it's Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. Okay, so the Chicago Cubs are, well, Javi Baez
kind of
has
beat up.
He has a hairline fracture in his left thumb.
Oh, darn.
That's not good, and it probably finishes him for the year, perhaps, thinking positively if they make the playoff. And I'm sorry to say it's an if at this point. It is a real race now. The wild cards heated up. The Cardinals are, you know, certainly playing great baseball, but they closed the season with a flurry of playoff teams, or at least playoff competitive teams. Let me tell you about the Cardinals. They have golf today in Denver, for those that play golf, and then they're off today for baseball, but they'll be on 10, 11, 12. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday in Colorado. Then it's home against Milwaukee, who just beat the Cubs 3-4.
Dang it.
Then they play Washington, who swept the Cubs in Wrigley 3.
Right.
Then the Cardinals go to Wrigley, where they have not won this year.
And four games against Chicago.
And then they go to Arizona, and the Arizona Diamondbacks have won 9 out of 10. And then they finish with the Cubs.
That's right.
So no matter what, Cub fans, it isn't over. It is not over. For sure. So, lots of games to be played. Cardinals have 19 left, up 4.5. And I would normally say that's a good lead, but not when you play the Cubs 7 times.
Uh-huh.
So, lots of baseball to play. But Addison Russell, the backup shortstop for Javi Baez, was hit essentially in the brim of the nose
right
with a baseball. And he went to first base and had a nasal bruise, but now they're checking him for concussion.
Oh, boy.
And he may or may not play tonight in San Diego. So you just got to work through it. And that, of course, with Kimbrel, their closer on the IL, there's that. So we'll see. We'll continue to follow. It's amazing how close these races are. The Cardinals 4.5 ahead of the Cubs. But then for the wild card, it's the Cubs in the second wild card with Washington. Then it's Arizona just a game and a half back, and then Philadelphia and Milwaukee just two back. So it's game on.
Yeah, it is.
Close the season. and fun. We have the Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5. The Chicago Cubs live over on US 105.9.
That's accurate.
Fighting Illini will play Eastern Michigan Saturday at 11. We're installed at an 8.5-point favorite.
Okay.
So it's not one of those 22-point things that I was leery of the whole time as we went to Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
Connecticut's awful, they said. Well, Connecticut was leading 13-0.
Right.
And it was not a very encouraging first quarter. And then the Illini scored 24 points in the second quarter. But after a wonderful kickoff return from Dre Brown, who had over 208 total yards of offense, he had 168 on kickoffs alone. Dre returned the ball 68 yards, and the Fighting Illini fumbled the first play of the second half, which gave the Huskies a lot of momentum. So it was 24-20, and then we 31-20, and then we hold on 31-23, and we're 2-0. And, of course, the trash talking to me was saying, okay, it's us, Clemson and Alabama, as I see it.
We're all 2-0.
And then if we play Clemson in January, who wears the orange?
Okay.
We're both orange. You got to think of things like that. See, that's where my brain goes sometimes.
Stay positive, Stevie.
I'm kind of fired up. So it's good to see. I think it'll be a really, really good game this Saturday. I don't think we're slam dunk at all because the offense of Mike Miles III, he's a quarterback, Eastern Michigan. He's thrown for over 700 yards and 6 touchdowns in 2 games. And they're competitive. And our secondary, it makes me nervous. So we'll see. We don't have a lot of depth there. But Eastern Michigan most assuredly will move the football. We'll just see if our guys can get to the quarterback and maybe get a couple of pick six.
Our Illini volleyball team with a couple of losses. They've got a Redbird Classic coming up in Normal on Friday the 13th. And then speaking of Normal, our soccer team was victorious.
Yeah, penalty kick, I think, to win. But, yeah, the volleyball, I knew they lost to Washington. I didn't hear about the second one.
Colorado, yep.
Okay. And that was up in Iowa?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Chris Thomas has our ladies playing tough competition. All right. And again, Monday Night Football tonight, it'll be the New Orleans Saints hosting Houston. And then second game, it's Oakland and Denver. And the Antonio Brown went full circle when on Friday last we heard he had made a tearful apology. He was going to play tonight. And then Saturday he was released because they voided his $29 million in guarantees. And he said, I'm not playing for you. Release me. And they did.
Ooh.
And because they released him by 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, they owe him nothing. So,
wow.
Except for drama, the Oakland Raiders get out of this thing. And now the New England Patriots are the proud owners of the contract of Antonio Brown, who... one of the best receivers maybe ever, but troubled and a little bit poisonous to a team. But the thing with the Patriots, they gave $9 million to walk in the door, another $6 million in incentives, and they'll just say, not working out, get your stuff.
I see.
They don't need him to win a Super Bowl, obviously.
Tom Brady, 341 yards over. Who did they play?
It doesn't matter. Maybe Pittsburgh. 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Sharp words after a secret presidential sit-down with the Taliban is abruptly canceled. The Taliban putting out a statement saying, in part,
this will lead to more losses to the U.S. Its credibility will be affected. Its ATP stance will be exposed to the world. Losses to lives and assets will increase.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Some lawmakers criticizing the president for trying to bring Taliban officials to the U.S. Congress back from summer recess today. Gun control, one issue, another. Housing finance reform. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin telling Maria Bartiromo on the Fox Business Network.
As part of housing reform, we do want to make sure that there is real capital in front of taxpayers. The other issue, we'll be looking for bipartisan legislation to get approval to put a full faith and credit on the securities.
He testifies before senators tomorrow. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Today is the first day of amnesty week for the Champaign County Circuit Clerk's Office. Through Friday, you can avoid collection fees and interest if you pay the total originally ordered by the court. This is for unpaid traffic tickets or past due criminal case fines. You can go in person to make payments. You also can submit payments by mail if they're postmarked by Friday. The circuit clerk tells the News Gazette savings this week could be up to 30%. No partial payments will be accepted. Last year, they were able to close 270 outstanding cases. If you haven't donated blood in a while and you're type O, your help is needed. Community Blood Services of Illinois is asking all type O donors to schedule an appointment as soon as possible. The agency says there was a jump in hospital blood use after Labor Day weekend when the rate of donations fell by about 20%. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, locally owned janitorial supply company, standing by to help you. Stop by CMI on Bloomington Road. If you're in charge of keeping your business clean and germ-free, check out the e-sprayer. This technology is great for schools, also great for health, assisted living, and gym facilities. Call CMI, 359-6262, 359-6262 for more information or schedule a demo. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. Here's your weather.
We've got a high 85 expected today and low 68 into the evening tonight. Up to 91 tomorrow, down to 70. And a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, partly cloudy on Wednesday with a high 89, low 70. We're currently at 63 on ESPN 93.5.
So Katie Blakeman's amnesty thing is if I have a parking ticket and I got 15 letters and I ignored them all, I would pay that. I'd pay what I owe, including the fines, I presume.
Right.
You don't like say, okay, that was a $15 ticket. It'd be whatever it is. It might be $150 by now.
With all the fines on top of it.
But
because
why,
you missed the
payment. If you didn't pay all of that time, why? Now, they had 270 people pay in Champaign County last year. So people do step forward.
Right.
And try and clear the record, clear the docket, but they A, have to have the money, and B, have to have the conscience to get that done.
So the idea is, at least that frees you up so that you have opportunities to work and not have anything hanging over your head. It was originally to pay court fines and fees, but they've expanded this. So this is happening this week here in Champaign County with the Circuit Clerk's Office, September 9th through the 13th.
So if you owe money that's been out there, you still owe the money, but there's... not exactly sure what amnesty gives me, except a day to pay up and not get in further trouble. Maybe that's it.
That's right.
Remember Dan Rowan, Channel 3 sports guy? Many of you are too young, but he was here in the late 70s, early 80s, went to WGN,
mm-hmm.
and has been there since. He might be retiring now or retired now, but Dan Rowan famously went to Illinois State, and I think the number was 520 tickets. Is what he had outstanding in Bloomington Normal for parking. I think he just threw them away, threw them in his back seat, and he never did get a degree.
Wow.
Now, that might be folklore, but that's what I remember. he never, ever paid him, and he never got his degree from Illinois State.
Okay, here's more of an article. Customers who take advantage of the program may save 30%. For example, a defendant in a misdemeanor case may have been ordered to pay a $200 fine and $500 in court costs. If that case had not been paid by the date by the judge, he or she might accrue another $300 in late fees. For 1 week, $300 will be waived if an individual pays the entire case.
If they have $500.
Right.
They might be willing. I wonder if they take, and they say no one-time payments or no partial payments. You got to pay it up. But the problem, I would think, would be who has $800 to go because they're supposed to? If they hadn't paid at this point, they probably have it.
They probably just went dark on society also,
It says
here individuals may qualify to get their driver's license reinstated when they pay all of their overdue traffic fines during amnesty week.
So you can get your traffic, your license.
Just get things settled up on your account.
Well, it's good to do. It's just a question whether they have the funds to do it. Because those fines can be pretty steep.
Last year, they had 270 outstanding cases.
Okay, there you go. That's Champaign County doing an amnesty deal beginning today and running through the Friday, this Friday. Okay. 359-2255, ladies and gentlemen, today via text. You have a chance to get something from one of our new partners. Great family company, Ron Bailey and his family, the Blossom Basket Florist. Makes you smile thinking about them.
Mm-hmm.
They have two locations. They're on Cunningham and Urbana, also Village at the Crossing in Champaign. You will receive a voucher from me this morning for $50. Can be used toward any kind of flower arrangement or plant. This is for pickup, either location, $50 voucher. But you have to text in to have a chance. And for $50, which is going to be a beautiful bouquet, 359-2255, text in, you guessed it, flowers. Text in flowers at 359-2255 for a chance to get $50 on me from the Blossom Basket Florist. A couple of stipulations. You have to use this within 7 days. Even if it's a just because, who doesn't want flowers? And you have to give us feedback on your experience going in, working with the folks. You know what you're going to love? The smell.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into a florist like the Blossom Basket, and it's just like, come on, man. It's so happy. So enjoy from us to you the Blossom Basket Florist, again on Cunningham and Urbana. Pick up only for this deal. Or Village at the Crossing. $50 plant. They got beautiful plants.
I know that.
The kind that don't look like what I have because they water there.
Yes, they do.
I didn't understand the value of water.
I don't know whether they just shine up the leaves.
I don't know.
They just look really good.
Waxy. They look waxy.
Exactly. Almost like they're fake.
You text in flowers. Anybody?
Oh, yes.
359-2255 for $50 in flowers.
We did get a text, too, about Professor Sachs on point this morning, a construction worker at the U of I. We work in chemistry labs, have so many chemical combinations ran in them, the lab techs can't even tell us what we're being exposed to. We're exposed to asbestos daily, then take physical challenges into play. We feel like we're well compensated for the risk, but not nearly as well as a professional athlete. It's crazy. I wish we were more athletic. I would pay for one contract and retire.
Yeah, okay. Let me finish the Blossom Basket. I want to comment on that one.
Okay.
359-2255. Text in flowers for $50 to Blossom Basket Florist. Good luck. Guys, we can do whatever we want. I kind of resent somebody can get $2 million playing a golf tournament. I'm totally available to go to the John Deere qualifier for the John Deere. I'm open to do it. I have to pay my money and have a good enough handicap to get in, but I'm apparently not good enough. I don't resent it. It'd be fun. I'm good at every aspect of golf except golf. I can talk to people, I can sign autographs, and I can hug babies. But I can't play very well. But I don't resent those that can. Just because somebody makes a ton of money doesn't prevent you from going to do the same thing. And you go ask a coach making $6 million a year, you know what they're going to say? I worked at a high school, and I had to sweep the halls between practices. It just isn't that easy. But if you want to sacrifice what it takes to be a coach these days, where you're going in at 6 and coming home at 1 a.m. and missing everything the kids do forever nowadays, I don't know what happened. My theory is coaches felt they had to justify the money, so they just have to work till 1 in the morning watching the same film.
They have a bed in the office.
I disagree with that lifestyle. In any event, that's what it is. For the most part, that's what it is. So, I mean, you can go be a coach. I don't resent that. I don't resent Lovie Smith getting $6 million a year. Good for him. I have all the ability in the world to go out and try and coach a football team. I'd have to start at a low level, be an assistant on a freshman team over at Unity, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't resent them. Congratulations, we're in a market that does that. Is it out of whack? Are the value of a police officer and a teacher maybe a little more than a wide receiver? Yeah, for society, they sure are. Why doesn't it pay? Because the market doesn't pay that. That's all. It just doesn't pay that. So don't go into that. Go into something that pays more. Get a degree with a discipline that pays more out of college. Mm-hmm. You can choose. Oh, I can't do the court. Yeah, you could. You could if you wanted to, but it's going to take a lot to get it done.
Yeah.
Thank you. 743-359-2255. If you want to text in about that or anything else, we'll be right back with your sports headlines.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. And you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uofi.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
Hey, Fighting Illini fans. D&D Advertising has the new 2019 football schedules ready for pickup at these fine businesses. Classic Granite and Marble, Julie Schmidt, Keller Williams Realty, Fertility Care Centers of America, Joel Ward, Home Realtors, Elite Pro Lawns Landscaping, Body Cargo Plumbing and Excavating, Alpha Dog Entertainment, Tailored Restorations, Legacy Roofing and Restorations, Cinerama, the way to grow your business, Stardust Vapes, 217 Hemp and CBD Products, Drips Incorporated, Twin City Industrial Rubber Hose and Hydraulics, Campus Mobile Solutions, Anderson Chiropractic, Kemper CPA Group, Blueprint Mental Health, and State Farm Insurance and Financial Services Incorporated with Kurt Linshaw. Please patronize these businesses as they're an asset to the community. D&D Advertising Enterprises is not licensed, affiliated with, or endorsed by any university, sports institution, or program unless specified in writing. No proceeds from any of the funds collected for your ad will be given to any educational institution or sports team. D&D Advertising is not responsible for any schedule changes made after printing.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. And we are looking forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
It's not easy crushing it like a boss and looking like a goddess. We can't help with your busy schedule, but if you aren't eating everything you should and feel a little guilty, GNC Women's Ultra Mega One Daily Multivitamins can help support your immune health for only $9.99. That's a 50% price reduction. With GNC Women's Ultra Mega One Daily Multis, you get the best support for your immune system, plus collagen for hair, skin, and nails, and a whole lot more. Stop in GNC or visit gnc.com/multis to get all your wellness essentials starting at $9.99.
It's summer buckets of fun at Addie's. Buckets of what, you may be asking? Buckets of 4 16-ounce aluminum bottles and a large bucket of range balls. It's summertime, and it's time to unwind and help your golf game while enjoying a few cold ones. Take some swings and some swigs of your favorite domestic brew for only $20. Just come on into Addie's in Stone Creek and soak up the summer with this summer buckets of fun promotion. Only at Addie's at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana.
All right, 747. Let's check ESPN 93.5 sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win over the Pirates 2-0. 19 games left. 7 against the Chicago Cubs. 4.5 up right now. Colorado tomorrow. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. We're in Denver, Colorado today where the Cardinals enjoy a day off after taking 2 out of 3 over Pittsburgh. 2-0 the final yesterday. Bader drove in a run in the fifth inning. The pitch swung on and lined into left center, a base hit. Carpenter had a big lead and he's going to score. The throw goes into second from Reynolds. 1-0 Cardinals on a hit by Bader. The Cardinals added on with a sixth inning run on an RBI double by Paul Goldschmidt. Second baseman Frazier's on the first base side of second, just barely. There goes the runner. The pitch is swung on. Line drive right center field. It gets down, goes to the gap, and Wong is going to score. It's a double for Goldschmidt. 2-0 Cardinals. But the story of the day, Jack Flaherty.
Everybody has been playing really, really well, and just, you know, defensively they've been really, really good. Gotti's unbelievable back there, so it's it's great. Everybody, they did a really good job today.
This feels like the same report we've given every fifth day since the All-Star break. Jack Flaherty was great. He was great again. 10 strikeouts, 8 solid innings. Jack just did not make many bad pitches. A couple of times the Pirates had guys in scoring position, and he just got better. Jack had a terrific slider and curveball.
And Jack made that 2-0 lead stand up. Carlos Martinez earned the save for Martinez, his 19th of the year. Now the Cardinals are in Denver, where they will open a series tomorrow night. Michael Wacha goes against the Rockies. Series, and we'll be on the air at 6:45 Central.
Milwaukee beat the Cubs 8-5 yesterday. That was 3 out of 4 then to the Brew Crew.
Yeah, Cubs won the first one, and hope sprung eternal. But yeah, Milwaukee comes back. Milwaukee had to if they wanted to stay in it, and they did it.
Right. Well, they've got San Diego with a 9-10 start, and Kyle Hendricks to the mound for Chicago. Who's got shortstop for us?
I'm not sure.
Ooh.
If Addison Russell, who got hit in the face yesterday, can't go.
Javier Baez with the hairline fracture on his left thumb.
I'm not sure who the third shortstop is for Chicago, but they got somebody that can do it, I'm sure.
Okay, go Cubs. That's on US 105.9 this evening. LA Angels over the Chicago White Sox 5-1. They'll host Kansas City tomorrow, day off today for them. Illinois over UConn. They fought back. 31-23 was the final. Now we've got Eastern Michigan at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and it looks like we're an 8.5-point favorite.
Yep, and I think that's great because it would have really worried me if they'd have just slapped a 15 or 20 point. This Eastern Michigan team's pretty good, and I think it's going to be a pretty good football game. If we can win, if we can beat Eastern Michigan, I'll have tickets to give away beginning tomorrow, by the way, if you want to go. I think the crowd, which was reported at 30,000 for Akron, which is Labor Day weekend, probably 20,000 showed up. I think this will be 30,000. And I think the Nebraska game, if we were to go 3-0, there'll be 40-some thousand watching the Illini take on a Nebraska team that was shocked on Saturday after a big lead against the Buffalo of Colorado. Colorado came back and won the football game.
Yes!
So Nebraska lost and probably lost their ranking. They were ranked 24th.
Right. Take that, Cornhuskers.
If we can beat a pretty good Eastern Michigan team, there'll be a lot of people curious to see just how good are we, or is this a little bit of scheduling?
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be an interesting matchup. If we lose to Eastern Michigan, I think then people will be a little rah-rah and say, here we go again. So it's a big football game for the fans, not only the guys on the team and the coaching staff, but the fans, too, to say, we are better.
L.A. Chargers over the Colts 30-24 in overtime tonight. The earlier game is Houston and your Saints. And then Denver and Oakland will go at it in a later game for Monday Night Football. Kevin Harvick wins the Brickyard in Indy 500 and Rafael Nadal at the U.S. Open.
We celebrate law enforcement here every single month. We're going to meet Sergeant Rachel Ahart, University of Illinois. Sergeant Rachel Ahart, just promoted, by the way. She'll be up here in the next 15 minutes as we salute our police brothers and sisters. That's coming up. Honda BMW, if you want one of the fabulous pre-owned, there's a 2016 Honda Odyssey Touring Elite that I know is going to be on the lot soon.
Is that right?
It has high mileage because Janet and I I drove partial, but she went to Canada twice. I'm talking British Columbia. Canada.
Right.
So there's high miles, but it road miles, and I just put new tires on it.
Okay, good.
She's a beauty. She rides so well. But now they have it. Ben Quattrone and the good people of Honda BMW want you to be a customer for life. They want to take care of you, and that's what they do for all their customers. That's why they're an award-winning dealer. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Stop by off Neil at Burwash in Savoy and see why they are so heralded as a tremendous dealership. Before you buy anything, give them a chance to earn your business.
Andy had texted in to 359-2255 with a comment, Stevie. It says, in the Navy, our jobs were called rates. We had a saying, choose your rate, choose your fate. Same thing applies here.
Talking about, you know what, don't bemoan others that make more money. You go do that, too. And if you're in a spot that doesn't, so what? It's okay. You're doing a mission. And you're causing ripples, hopefully, of good for families and generations, regardless of what you do. And whatever you do is important. And if you treat it that way, it'll be fantastic. But the key in your work and career is to wake up excited to go.
Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of Americans do. So that's your big challenge, is finding your why and your where. Lots of philosophy on the show here this morning.
I love it.
359-2255. You want to chime in? Let's check your weather.
We've got a high 85 expected today, down to 68 this evening, 91 tomorrow. Chance of showers then at 20%. Partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers Wednesday. High 89, low 70. Currently 63. ESPN 93.5.
Okay. And again, we'll give out football tickets beginning tomorrow for the game. If you want to go to Eastern Michigan, we'll take care of that for you. If you would like $50 to the Blossom Basket Floors, that is today's deal, your offer. There's no catch. You have to use it within a week, and you have to tell me what you thought of your experience. A fabulous bouquet of flowers or a beautiful plant, pick up at either location. Blossom Basket, located on Cunningham and Kerr in Urbana, also Village at the Crossing Champaign. And if you'd like a chance at $50 on me, just to go there because they're so wonderful at the Blossom Basket, text in flowers to 359-2255. Text in flowers, 359-2255. All right, going to be back after the news and meet Sergeant Rachel Ahart, University of Illinois Police. Stand by.
Hey, it's the guy.